From WHQR Public Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Love Letters, a play by A.R. Gurney, tells its story with two actors who sit at a table throughout, read their letters from over the years to each other, and never touch. It's a play that's easy for busy actors to do since they're reading letters, there is no memorizing lines, no long rehearsal periods, and partly for that reason, the list of actors who've tackled the piece is long and evocative. But that's not the only reason so many people do the play. Today, we're going to meet the two performing at Keenan Auditorium on the UNCW campus Saturday, October 12th at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow night. We'll also meet the man who, between landscape designing, being a chef, and producing, has directed the show for nearly three decades. Ted Wyant, welcome to Coastline.
It's such a glorious feeling to be here and to present this play here.
It's great to have you with us.
There's a reason it has run for 30 years. It's a great play.
And we're going to find out more about that in a second. Cheryl Lee is probably best known for her work on the cult TV series Twin Peaks and the film Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me. She also appears in the Showtime remake of Twin Peaks, among many other credits. She performed in a Broadway production of Oscar Wilde's Salome. Cheryl Lee, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you.
Judd Nelson is known for his roles in the films The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, New Jack City, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, among others. His TV credits include Empire, Suddenly Susan, The Billionaire Boys Club. His theatrical work includes another A.R. Gurney play, The Cocktail Hour with Estelle Parsons, done at the Cape Cod Playhouse. He's appeared in Chekhov's The Seagull, at the Los Angeles Theater Center, Tom Babe's Planet Fires, at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. We could go on, but you want to hear from these three today. Judd Nelson, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Judd Nelson, why did you want to do the play?
Well, many years ago, with this same director, I did the play with Valerie Bertinelli. And it was really fun. Really, it was like actor camp. And just, you don't have to learn the lines. The material is so good. It's like riding a fast horse. You just hold on and, you don't even have to use a crop, nothing. Just hold on and go from beginning to end. And it was just so much fun that to get the opportunity to do it again as a grown-up, kind of. I did it in my 20s, and it meant something different to me than when it does now in my 50s.
Well, the premise seems like, how would that work, an actor in his 20s, Ted Wyant? Because isn't this about a relationship that's developed between two people over the course of a half century?
Well, that is correct. However, it's filled with such human emotions. Every letter is constructed. What do I share? What should I say? How honest can I afford myself to be? And these two people find they are each other's lifeline. They help each other throughout their entire lives. And I think even a younger actor, the play is about hope, about wishing, about love. And we all have these feelings. And you just bring your honesty to the table and say the words. And it works differently with every couple. I've never given the same acting note, and I'm always amazed what I discover in this play.
Cheryl Lee, do you remember how you felt when you first read it and what made you want to inhabit Melissa?
Yes, I did the play as well twice with Ted and was in my early 20s. And I'm a hopeless romantic by nature, so, and have written many love letters myself. So I just loved the idea creatively of exploring that whole life together through letters. There's something that seems so simple and so pure about it. And it's amazing that it really works so beautifully.
Ted Wyant, you've directed this play for almost three decades with
all these different actors, and you say you've never given the same note twice.
That is correct.
Does that mean it's a different play each time?
Every play, every performance is a different performance. It really depends on how willing the actors and the artists are to reveal their truths, their honesty, their emotions, how hard it is for them to share, or what they must do to think about that next word they're going to say. So it takes time, because, you know, when you write a letter, you do think about, do I reveal that? How am I going to word this? What am I going to say? And we count on the actor's soul and their honesty to unleash those moments, so we know what is of value, what is not, and the truth.
We know that Ali McGraw and Ryan O'Neill were in Wilmington just a week ago, I think, doing the same play. So how will the play be different with Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson?
Well, I think that one of the great advantages of this particular piece is that whatever baggage the audience wants to bring to the theater works for the play. Whatever preconceived notions you have about that actor or actress or that couple or their history, their past, it works. It doesn't matter. It's like throwing it into a big coffee grinder. It's all going to be good. And so I think that I myself wish I could have seen Ryan O'Neill and Ali McGraw do the play, because I'm bringing all this stuff in my head about them. Like, I think I know them, even though I don't know them. I know about them, and I'll come and see the play. And Gurney will manipulate me as an audience member. He'll guide me left. He'll guide me right, and he'll put me in that same stew. And by the end of it, I'll be, oh, wow, that was different from what I thought, but better.
What is it about the character, Andrew, that is a fascinating enough ride? I mean, you talked earlier about kind of holding on because...
Well, he's the character. Andrew's the character who talks about why it's important to write letters, why writing is important.
Why is writing important?
Well, because Melissa wants to talk on the phone more than write a letter. She's in a hurry. And he tries to explain to her that when the phone call is over, the conversation's done. You can't revisit it. But a letter, you can keep in your pocket and not even read it right away. Or you can read it a second time, a third time, a fourth time. It can carry it around with you. So you can, and Andrew has a line where he says that his father has told him to write letters, because it's an opportunity to present your best self. Like what Ted said, you think about it. It takes time to write it. You don't just dash it out. And I think that now people say, well, we don't write letters anymore. We treat our emails like they are letters. And we've all hit send and then gone, oh, I shouldn't have done that. You know, so I think... Gurney gives Andrew the opportunity to talk about why it's important for Gurney to write, I think, as well, which is great.
And Cheryl Lee, when we come back from this break, I want to find out whether you see this letter writing as an opportunity to be more honest or an opportunity to manipulate the image. You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with actors Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson and director Ted Wyant. They're all in town for a performance of A.R. Gurney's Love Letters tomorrow night, Saturday, October 12th, at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today we're meeting the director, Ted Wyant, and two actors, Judd Nelson and Cheryl Lee, who are performing the play Love Letters at Keenan Auditorium Saturday, October 12th. And Cheryl Lee, just before we went to break, Judd was talking about the difference between writing letters and talking on the phone and how your character, Melissa, in this play actually wants to talk on the phone more often. But you, in your own life, admitted earlier you're kind of a romantic and you've written your own share of love letters. What is that like for you? And what do those letters mean to you?
Well, I think of my grandmother's letters and my grandfather's letters that they've written me. And when I go through them and I can see and touch and smell them in the paper, and I can see the cursive of my grandmother's writing and how it changes over the years based on what she's going through or the type of paper that she was writing on a postcard at that time, to me, the intimacy of that. And I love talking on the phone, believe me, I love talking on the phone, but especially now with emails, like we were talking about, you don't have that. You can't smell them, you can't touch them, you can't see their own soul in their actual way of writing. To me, there's something that communicates to the reader in that as well as just the words, almost sometimes more.
And almost that the page itself ages over the years. Ted Wyatt, do you think that Andrew and Melissa, the characters in the play, are able to be more honest because they're taking the time to craft a letter? Or are they using that opportunity to shape an image in a way for the other person?
Well, they are incredibly honest in these letters. They get angry with each other. They say things they shouldn't have said. They apologize. But ultimately, they belong to a club, the White Anglo-Saxon Protestant Club, which has very strict, severe rules about behavior and what you can do and what you can't do. And these two kids are being shaped by that society, which will not allow them to be in love. There's too many rules. They have to break too many rules. And Melissa is into immediate gratification, and Andrew is into service and duty and obligations and taking care of other people before taking care of himself. So these letters really reveal that this is the only time they can be honest with each other. They can't even be this honest with their husbands or their wives. There's something deeper that connects the two of them.
And to be clear, they have other spouses.
Yes.
So these two, are they in love with each other all these years and never get together?
They are profoundly in love with each other and were never allowed to get together because they respected the rules of their class and their life, and inside they're heartbroken.
And sometimes it's a question of timing. You know, you can have affection for someone, but they have a boyfriend, so you gotta wait. And then they finally break up, but you have a girlfriend now. So, okay, so you wait a little later, and both of you are free, but then you couldn't get together because something came up. And the next time you try, then they're married. It's like, so there's a lot of false starts, bad timing. It's a roll of the dice, maybe, sometimes love.
So is this relationship between Melissa and Andrew, the characters in the play, this sort of very long, profound tragedy?
Well, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. So Chekhov would say it's a comedy.
And is it? Are there comedic moments in this
play?
Oh,
yes, absolutely. Absolutely, there are moments to laugh. There are probably many more moments to laugh than to cry. Absolutely. Yeah. And Gurney has a way of helping you phrase something that means you're sure only one thing, but you're wrong. It means two things.
Have the two of you, Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson, ever worked together before?
No. Nope.
This is your first time. So is this your first time, actually? You got coffee before you came to the station. Was that the first time that you met?
No, we met yesterday when we came in. But I'm very grateful and excited to be doing this with Judd.
Cheryl Lee, you said that you'd done this play before. Mm-hmm. Who has the other actor been before in the past?
Luke Perry, God bless him, yeah. And Tim Daly.
Yeah. And so obviously, it goes without saying there's chemistry between these two, Ted Wyatt. But what if you'd met and gone, oof, I don't know. This is going to be a mountain to climb.
Well, I tell you, you know, I think that as an actor, you know, that's not a problem.
Why?
Because that's the job. That's the gig. You can maybe have a personal problem with someone, which would be crazy because you've just met. But right. If you have a personal problem with someone that fast, you have some issues.
Maybe it says more about you than the other
person. Yeah, and also Gurney doesn't care whether you have a problem with the actress. Gurney says, hey, this is this. Okay, show up, sit there, read the lines. The audience is there to see the Gurney play.
And so how does this work when you're talking about a play that doesn't really require a lot of rehearsal? How many rehearsals will you actually have before you are on stage in front of an audience?
One and a half.
And it's really just to kind of go through it together, get a sense of the space.
Really, it's basically for them to understand the story and understand everything that these characters are up against, and then take your own personal values and really invest values in that so it has meaning. And
technical aspects as well, like sound, lighting cues, don't want to overlap. You have to, you know, certain things that make it better for the audience's experience.
And again, it's about honesty. How deep are you willing to go into these letters? How, since they never really see each other, they don't know what the other one is doing. It becomes about trust. I'm going to put my heart on a plate and I'm going to give it to you. How are you going to react to that? And that brings the other one back to being honest. And so they just have to be honest in this play and it soars.
How do you prepare for something like that, Cheryl Lee?
It's really doing what I need to do to be completely present with it so that, especially in a situation like this where I've done it decades before, but I trust Ted. I know that I'm in great hands, and really being present and open mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to what does this offer and how can I serve it at this point in my life?
What are the moments in the play for your character, Melissa, that just are those moments when you really have to be brave in terms of being present?
I can't tell you. You're going to have to come see me.
Well, give us a little sense of the plot. We know that these two people have known each other for decades, been desperately in love, as you've said, Ted Wyant, for decades, obeying the rules, so they've never really broken into each other's universes completely. You don't touch.
Well, though they are of similar social class, there is a disparity between them economically in that she is from an astronomically wealthy family. He's from a well-to-do family also, but not like her family. Her family has things like elevators in their home, servants who answer the door and bring you lemonade and cookies on a silver platter. So she has a certain sense of entitlement that she comes to naturally. Her prime role model is her alcoholic mother. My prime role model is my hardworking, civic-minded father. So will there be inevitable conflicts as a result of this? Yes. Will he err on the side of conservatism? Probably. Will she err on the side of extravagance? Probably. Will they find common ground? Absolutely.
You're listening to Coastline. Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson are performing in A.R. Gurney's Love Letters tomorrow night, Saturday, October 12th, at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium. The play is directed by Ted Wyant, and all three are with us today. Ted Wyant, you've been, as we've said, with this play for about three decades. Why do you keep coming back? What was it about this that first drew you to it?
Well, I love actors. I adore actors and I adore writers. And this play allows, it's a gift to the actors. You know, when you're going to do a regular play, you rehearse and rehearse, you make your choices, and you set your choices, and you decide how you're going to perform the piece, and you work around those choices every performance. Here, these choices are determined in front of an audience. In the moment that the actor discovers that moment, he's discovered with 500 or 1,000 people, and they've all made the same discovery, and the audience actually gets an opportunity to live in the moment with these actors, because it's happening then, now, tomorrow, it's going to be different. It always changes. It's quite remarkable.
So you've directed hundreds of these productions with different actors. Has there ever, and I won't ask you to name names, but has there ever been a clunker when, you know, the actors went on and either they weren't present or the chemistry wasn't happening or it was a perfect storm of a whole bunch of things and it just didn't work?
It really had to do with chemistry. We were always very, very careful how we cast this play. We cast this play with an eye to putting together a perfect couple. So we had mostly great experiences. We had some actors who had never been on the stage, and so it became a little bit of an acting challenge for them. But ultimately, I had actors who were so filled with stage fright, huge, amazing stars, that didn't want to go on stage, and at the end of the week, we couldn't get them off. Chuck Heston once said, "This is the only play I will ever do again." And we did it many, many times, and every time he learned something different, and he taught me something differently about my life and about the play.
Is stage fright something that only happens on the stage? Cheryl Lee, I mean, Judd Nelson, both of you are iconic. You know, people see you, and Cheryl Lee, Twin Peaks is, you know, it's a larger-than-life thing that keeps coming back and back and back. Cult, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And Judd Nelson, you know, the St. Elmo's Fire and the Breakfast Club and all of this stuff that you keep getting asked about all these years later. But when you've done all this work in TV and film, does it ever happen when you're sitting on a set that suddenly the nerves just start and you get what we think of as stage fright? Or does that only happen when you're in a theater on stage?
I get it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. Before starting any job, before certain scenes, before at the beginning of certain days, the night before certain days, it doesn't matter if it's on stage or film or TV. It's yes, I'm still terrified.
Why do you keep doing it?
I don't know. I've heard my mentors have also shared that they, you know, some of them have struggle with stage fright. And the thing is, it's just that awareness, okay, there it is, but I'm not going to let it stop me. Once I get into it and focus on the other actor and the work, it helps.
You're listening to Coastline. We have actors Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson with us today, along with director Ted Wyatt, talking about their show Love Letters, which is happening tomorrow night, Saturday, October 12th, at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to Coastline, I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. The play Love Letters first opened in 1989 at the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, Connecticut, then opened off-Broadway with Kathleen Turner and John Rubinstein. On Saturday, October 12th, 2019, 30 years later, Cheryl Lee and Judd Nelson will perform the play at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium. They are with me now, along with director Ted Wyatt, who's worked on the show almost from the beginning. And Ted Wyatt, you actually came here from France. You live in France, but you came here to do this show.
Well, I do live in France now. I've been living in France now for 3 years, and and love it. However, I love this play, and the opportunity to do the show with Cheryl and Judd brought me, and also with Ryan and Allie. We had tried 28 years to get Ryan and Allie together, and schedules never worked. So that was, dreams come true.
This was the magic year.
Dreams come true.
So, Judd, we haven't found out yet what scares you. Do you ever get stage fright?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's not limited to just doing things live theater. There's something odd about, on a movie set, everyone's rushing around, getting touch-ups, fixing lights, getting all the sound, the props, the other actors, the animals, the vehicles. Then they put a big clapper in front of your face. It's silent, and they... And now start your acting!
And that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, And they're like, cut! Judd, what are you doing? Let's go. Take two. So it can unsettle you.
Yeah.
I find that the more prepared I am, the more relaxed I am. The more relaxed I am, the better my performance will be. So preparation is the key for me.
What do you do when you do have nerves and you have to kind of fight through the nerves?
Well, growing up, my mother always says, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. She also says, a duck doesn't worry about the rain. So I try and think of those two things. My mother also says, your life is an occasion. Rise to it. It's like, oh, wow. Okay. So I use all that. And then my dad always says, be as smart as you are. So with that as my kind of weapons, I wade in and, in for a penny, in for a pound. If you've agreed to do it, do it. You know, other people are waiting on you. You're a small cog in a big machine. You can't snooze. Do it. And if you find after the experience that it's not for you, don't do it again. But if you find it is for you, prepare better. And get ready for bear, because, some days you get the bear, and some days the bear gets you. So.
Do you think, as successful actors, that you are able to enjoy life more than your average person? Do you think that you've figured out one of the keys to life that average folks maybe haven't? Cheryl Lee.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I meet people every day from all different walks of life, all from all different places, from all different professions, who have so many qualities and perspectives and beliefs that I am in awe of and admire and could learn from.
Judd, do you think you have a better time than most people?
No. Certainly, I don't know most people, so I can't really compare. But I do think that we're born with a sense of grace. And I think we are lucky in our lives to finish up with any grace at all. So I think that it's, I find sometimes pressure that doesn't exist, but I'm imagining it does, so it's existing for me. And Cheryl just mentioned that, a great expression, all walks of life. A walk of life is such a wonderful thing that you can't run in your life. You can, but you miss everything. So I find that the advantage of being an actor is maybe I get to experience things that someone who just has kind of one job their whole life can't. Maybe I don't have to go through what Othello goes through in order to understand that life is fragile and love comes and goes. But I don't feel it's really any great advantage. It probably, anything that gives someone a sense of entitlement is bad, I think. And sometimes actors, you get a little full of yourself. Maybe you believe you press a little bit. Maybe you expect to be treated with deference. All these things make you intolerable and a bore. And so I think it's a struggle to remain graceful to other people, to treat other people the way I would like to be treated.
Do both of you think that over the years you've gotten a more graceful, to use your word, than you were when maybe you were in your 20s?
I just keep realizing how much I don't know. To me, it's in some ways, it's like going backwards. It's going just straight into the place of, I don't know anything. I just, I'm going to show up and and learn as much as I can.
You know, it's interesting because we all know Hollywood and the youth thing, and that's still worshipped, and you know, there's more value put on youth in Hollywood than there is on age and wisdom and grace and a different kind of beauty. And I just wonder how you grapple with that tension, because as you get older, I think this is true for a lot of people, you learn more and you develop, your life gets richer. You have more to give, more to share.
Perspective.
And yet your industry says, we want less of you. Yeah. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's to be wary of things like that. I mean, 3-4 generations ago, in your village, you had a problem. You'd go to the smartest person there. You'd ask for their advice. They would say, I'll be with you in a minute. And they would go off and ponder. There's no opportunity to ponder anymore. You have to answer quick. If someone has to wait 90 seconds at McDonald's, they throw a fit. It's like, so we are becoming more rapid. Our attention span is decreasing. I mean, soon we'll probably be eating each other. So, you know, that can't be good. You know,
I hope that's hyperbolic.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes. But I think that we should allow, my mom says, you shouldn't worry about getting old. A lot of people aren't given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, with all these parental voices in your head, you might write a book. I mean, who needs self-help books when you have your mom and dad?
Yeah.
And you still carry
Well, if they're listening, you know, they're like going, yes, yes. But how about this? You know, I'm very lucky. I did not realize that other people didn't have the same parents until you go to your first dinner at someone else's house when you're like 6. I'm like, oh, wow, my parents are pretty cool. I thought they were too strict before, but after going to that guy's house, I'll keep my parents, you know.
Okay, we have just a minute or so left. Cheryl Lee, what nut do you still want to crack in this life?
Oh, my gosh, so many. I look forward to being a grandmother sometime, I hope.
Yeah.
There's creative things I'd like to do. There's a lot of things I'd like to learn. I have a deep passion for animals and wildlife and the environment. So there's a huge, vast, unexplored territory for me there that I'm very, very curious about.
Judd Nelson?
Oh, I would like to have less regrets. Maybe that means thinking before I speak more.
And that's this edition of A Pop-Up Coastline. This show, Love Letters, is tomorrow night, Saturday, October 12th at 7 p.m. at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium with Judd Nelson, Cheryl Lee, directed by Ted Wyant. Thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Coastline's producer is Caitlin Freund. Technical director is Ken Campbell. Rachel Keith is news producer. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast. Find it on the HQR app. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.